The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf ayin. Perek ha-mocher et ha-bayit. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, or Hashem Tanihinu begin Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Samechtet Amud Bet. We are two lines on the bottom, last one on the line, starting with Amar Rav. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav. Now we learned earlier that when a person sells a field, and he says, I'm selling you the field, chutz mina ilanot, except for the trees, and all there is on the tree on the field is dekalim. So he said, even though a dekel is called a dekel and not a ilan, but in this case over here, when he said ilan, he meant dekel, and therefore he keeps a dekalim for himself. So now, the Gemara is going to come back to that case and say, when he kept the dekel, there's a difference between big trees, tall trees, and short trees. What's the haluk over here? So Gemara says, Amarav, Kol she'olin lo behebel have shiur. Any tree that's tall, that the only way to get the fruit down is you need a rope. It's a very high tree, so I gotta go up with a rope to bring the fruit down. That's considered a dekel. That's considered he kept for himself. Kol she'en olin lo behebel lo have shiur. But if it's a short tree that you don't have to use a rope, you can just shake the branches and the fruit come down, that's sold with the field. Now what is he talking about exactly? Let's look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the last Rashbam on the page. No, the second to last one. Amar Rav, Kol She'olin. Ule'el Kayet. Going back on the case we just learned on the last daf. Hechad Amar Lele Bar Me'ilaneh. Well, he said, I'm selling you the field, except for the trees. Ve'kamer Faresh Rav. Elu Hen Ilanot She'shiyer. What trees did he keep? She'im Ketanim Me'harbeh. If they're very small, they're not even called Ilanot. Okay, they're not called trees, which means a tree has to be a minimum shi'ur. So therefore when he said, debar mi'ilaneh, he only means the trees that are high, that you need a rope to bring them down. But the trees that are small, that's not even called an ilan. Therefore it's sold with the field. Okay. So Rashbam, last Rashbam, kol she'olin b'chebel, l'lkot perotav hashiv ilan. U'betekel mani kedevresh shekameh, shegabo arbe u'perotav b'roshot. So it's really a palm tree. Then the tree, the fruit all around the top of the palm tree. So therefore you got to take a rope to go up there. So when he said, like the case I told you, the guy said, I'm selling you a field except for the ilanot. It's a field that only has dekalim on it. So which dekalim did he keep for himself? Only the dekalim that are high. So you need a rope to get the fruit. But a dekel that's low, that's not even called a dekel. Therefore, it's not, that's what's sold. So comes the Gemara says, behainu. No, not behind. V'dayan, that's the first shita. Who said that? Rav. V'dayane gola amre, the judges in the galut. Who's the judges? The Rashbam says Shmuel and a rabbi called Karna. They held kol she'ol kovsho lo have shiur. Kol she'en ha'ol kovsho have shiur. They look at it differently. When the animal is plowing, so any tree that the animal could just plow right over it, doesn't stop it in its way, that's called Sha'ol Kovsho Lo Aveshiur. That's not considered a tree. It's a little sapling that's so weak that the animal can just plow right over it, and it doesn't, it's a small tree, that's included in the sale. But if the ol cannot be Kovesh, which is when the tree is big enough where the animal that's plowing cannot just plow right over it, it's got to move out of the way, oh, that's considered already an ilan, and therefore it's considered shiur, that he kept for himself. So it's a look at what's considered the tree. First rabbi says it's the tree is tall where you need a rope. Second rabbi says no, it's strong enough where the animal cannot plow over it without having to move out of the way. Look at Rashbam. Kol she'ol kovsho horshin ayu b'bakar seviv ha'elanot. They would plow around the trees. V'ima ol kofef et ha'ilam, I guess the yoke on the animal, if it causes the tree to bend, ve'over ashur l'dekon, the animal can still go on his way, ve'en ha'ilam me'akev ashur, the tree doesn't stop the shore from doing his job, lo hashuv, tzal hashuv, umiyu, im en ha'ilanot gedot b'sadeh, ela elu, havi shurim ha'gabe dekle, okay, havi dekle, fine, continue. Gemara has a question now. Gemara says, ve'la peligin. Ah, this machlokti in the rabbis, and Rav, and the Dayaneh Gola, no machloket. Habi dekle, habi ilane. Each of us talking about a different item, Nashir. Hashbam, habi dekle, miltad Rav. Rav was talking about dekalim. A dekel, if the fruit are high, where you need a rope to get it, that's called a dekel. And therefore, when the guy came along and said, I'm keeping ilanot for myself, there's only dekalim on the field, what's considered a dekel? Well, you gotta get the rope up. But if it's so short, that's like a city in a dekel, and it's batel to the field. However, habi ilane sha'ol kofsho, the shi'ur da'aliyat hevel, when it comes to the rope, lo sheyak behu. You don't need to buy a tree, because a tree, an ilan, you could always go to the branches, shake the branches, go up to the branches and get the fruit. Hevel is only sheyak by a palm tree, because the fruit is on the top. You can climb up with the branches. And the shi'ur of the plow knocking down the tree, that doesn't apply by dekel. Which means, according to dekel, I don't care if the plow can knock it down. The main thing is height, which is if it's high enough, even though the plow can knock it down, it's still considered a dekel. So the dekel, all these reasons are exclusive. By dekel, to make a dekel, it's talking about the height, where you need a rope, and by ilan, as long as it's strong enough that the plow does not bend it when it goes down, that's considered an ilan. Okay? That's the dinim. Ha, bedekle, ha, bedekle, ha, bedekle. Ba'amine, rabacha, baruna, b'rav sheshat. Okay, new story. Chutz mecharuv ploni. Chutz mesadan ploni mahu. Guy comes along and sells a field. So I'm selling you the field, the whole field, except for this haruv, for this carob tree. Or except for this haruv, for this shikma tree, for this sycamore tree. Now, the question is, what do you have to say that for? We know the deen is that normally when you sell a field, all the trees are sold in the field, except the big sycamore tree, and the haruv tree that is grafted. So this guy over here came along and said, chutz meharuv ploni, chutz mesadan ploni. Now the chaura, why did he have to say that? Without saying it, it still remains his. We're talking about a tree that's getting mature. The mature trees, we said, belong to many of them. It's considered a separate entity. So why did the guy have to say, except for this tree? It comes to you even without having to say it. So the Gemara says, ma'u. Oto haruv hu delo kane. Maybe he's coming to say it. This one, no. Hashar haruvim kane. But he's really trying to say that the other haruvim, I'm giving you, I'm selling you. O dilma, no. Shar haruvim name lo kane. Oh no. So then why did he say it? We have to find out why he said it. So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam, chutz mecharuv. See? Rashbam, chutz mecharuv. Chutz mecharuv amurkav. Ploni, chutz misadana shikma ploni. Vayu baharbe harubim v'sadna. There were many mature trees, but he just said, "I'm selling you all of them. I'm selling you the field, except for this one. I'm keeping it to myself." Now, diim avashatik. If the guy would have kept quiet, lo ayu mechurim bichlal sadeh. They wouldn't have been sold at all because those are not included. Aval achshav sheshiyed echad. Now he opened his mouth and he said, "I'm keeping this one." So I can make an implication. That's another way of saying that I'm selling you the other ones. That's one way of learning it. By saying those words, it doesn't take away any of his power. All the trees belong to him. Which all the sycamore trees belong to him. Just because he spoke specifically, we don't weaken his position by the other ones. Which means, so we have to explain, so why did he say it then? He didn't have to open his mouth and all the trees would have remained to him. Why did he say, except for this tree? So Kegon, we will say like this. Let's say this tree over here had a derech. Let's say this tree had a road going to the tree. So by the fact that he added something that he didn't have to, he meant to say, legabe this tree, I'm keeping the road also going to the tree. Which means learn it to his advantage, not that it's a disadvantage. Don't learn it, this tree I'm keeping for myself and you get all the other ones. No, I could say, he meant to say this tree, and the reason why he specified this tree, because he wanted to keep his position strong on this tree. Even the derech that goes to that tree. Kegon derech, derech. So therefore, matifine kedamar manitin. Okay, so therefore, that's one way of understanding, that's why he said it. Or I could say simple. I could say the reason why he said it was, is because this was a special tree, and he wants to just secure his position if there's a betin that's going to make a mistake. So he wrote it in the shtar, just so he guarantees himself for this tree over here. Okay. Good. Kandidei, this tree was like a special tree over here. He liked this tree. Now, you don't have to say anything. So I can say, why do you specify it? Because he was worried if he didn't get the betin one day, and betin doesn't know the laws about the sycamore trees, the betin is going to give it to the buyer. So they wrote this one, but he didn't mean to give him everything. He meant just to secure this one for sure. Those are the two sides of the question. Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says, oh. Amale, he told him, look, afilu sh'ar harubin, nameh lo kana. He told him, no. He says, when he left the the haruf for himself, he gets everything, which means he gets the one that he specified and all the other ones also, which means the advantage goes to the seller. The seller gets to keep everything. Why? The teda, I'll prove it to you. The ilu amale. Let's say a guy tells his friend he's selling him something. Sadai mechura lecha. I'm selling you my field. Chutz misadeh ploni. I'm selling you my field, except for that one. Ha hu de lo kane ha achara naita kane. Of course not. You're going to say that field is not sold, but every other field in his portfolio is sold because he made a comment like that. Of course not. Ela lo kana, which you don't make that implication. Again, I'm selling you my field, except for that field. You say, when he says except for that field, that means he's telling him every other field that he has except for that field? Of course not. So just like over there, you don't interpret his lashon like that. Hachename lokana. Here also, not kone. Look at Rashbam. Rashbam started on the Amale lokana. Lohu velozulato. The guy's not kone, not the tree he specified, and not all the other trees. The kevan she'afilu lo pidesh, since even if he didn't open his mouth, chutz kegon elu enam nimkarim bichlal sadeh. We know that those sycamore trees are not included in the sale. Hachaname lo kana velo pidesh alalu elu hodio shekol ilan shemoto sadeh hare kemo elu. All he meant to say is he specified this tree to say all the trees that are like this tree in the field are not sold to you. Just like this tree is not sold to you, all sycamore trees, you want to speak it out clearly. Good. So that's the Gemara's din. Gemara's another version of this. Vika de Amre, there's another version. Ba'amine Rav Acha Bar Hunam Rav Sheshat. Oh, a different case now. Chutz mechatzi haruv ploni. Chutz mechatzi sadan ploni. Mahu. In the same tree itself. He said, I'm selling you the field, but I'm keeping for myself half of this sycamore tree, or half of this haruv tree. Gemara says, Mau, sh'ar harubin vadai lo kane. Which means, for sure, the other trees, vadai lo kane, ha mash shi'er be'oto haruv kane. Odilma, afilu mash shi'er be'oto haruv name lo kane. What are the two sides? Look at the Rashbam, second line. You want to start it from
the middle.
It's actually all the way down. Look at the Chutz Mechatzis Sadan Ploni Mahu. See, it's all the way down?
Yep.
First word on the line, Mechatzi?
12 from the bottom.
Yeah. Well, the Hailishna, according to this version, Pshita Le, the Chutz Mechatzis Ploni, Lo Kanana Me, Sha'ar Sadin. According to this version, when the guy comes along and says half, the Gemara is assuming that in the first case, when he says except for this tree, he gets all the trees. It's assuming that that answer is pashut. That when you say except for this one, you didn't mean to the exclusion of every other one. He gets to keep all of them. So what's this question over here? But this question over here is, he said except for half this tree. Why does that make a difference over here? So he says like this: Sha'ar charuvin pshita hu delo kane kedabran tam ne'el. Right, which means for sure, when he says half of this tree, for sure he's keeping him. I'm selling you the whole field except half this tree. For sure, the other trees belong to him. That we're not talking about over there. However, maybe even the half of the tree itself, he's keeping for himself. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, let's read the two sides of the Gemara now. I mean the Ika de Amre again. Start from the Gemara Ika de Amre. Where is that again? Ba'amine, exactly. See, it's the last word on the line. Ba'amine. He asked the question. Ika de Amre. Ba'amine Rav Habaruna Rav Sheshat. Chutz Mechatzis Haruv Ploni. Or Chutz Mechatzis Sadan Ploni. What does that mean? I'm selling you the whole field and I'm keeping myself half this tree. Oh, so what's the two sides? Sha'ar harubin vadai lo kane. For sure the other trees in the field, the guy did not acquire. However, mash shi'ir be'oto haruf kane. But the other half of this tree that he gave him. She said, I'm keeping half for myself, but the other half maybe goes to him. In the same tree, maybe you can't split it. Or maybe the hadush is even the other half of the tree belongs to the seller. Which means in the first case, we were talking about one tree that can bear the others. So what do we say one tree that can bear the others? Even though he said, one tree I'm keeping, he gets to keep all of them. Now we're discussing in half a tree, which is I'm keeping this half. So for sure the other trees he keeps also. The question is, the other half, does he keep also? So the Gemara is going to ask a question, maybe even the other half he keeps to himself. Because, what are you going to say? He was just saying this half for some reason he had to say, because he wants to keep the derech maybe, or he's saying because he wants to strengthen himself. But really, he's keeping all the trees to himself. So the Gemara says, lo kane. Really, the buyer doesn't get anything. That means even if a guy comes along and says, I'm selling you the field and I'm keeping half this sadan, or half this haruv, he gets to keep all the haruvim. Even the other half, he gets to keep everything. Gemara says, Etive. Gemara has a question. Chutz mechatzi haruv ploni. Chutz mechatzi sadan ploni. Sha'ar haruvim lo kana. Gemara makes a deal. When I come along and sell you a field, and I say what? I'm keeping half for myself. So what does the Gemara say? When you keep half this for yourself, the others belong to you. The others belong to you. So Gemara makes a diuk. The others belong to you, but the other half belongs to the buyer. Again, chutz mechatzi haruv. What's the case, boys? Listen to good. I'm selling you a field. What am I keeping for myself?
Half a tree.
So what is the deen of the braita? The deen is sha'ar haruvin lokana. Sha'ar the others lokana. But smashma that the half of this tree is koneh. My love, sha'ar haruvin hu de lokana. Ha, masha shi'ir b'oto haruv kana. Because the Gemara says, amalelo. Afidu masha shi'ir b'oto haruv namelo kana. Even what he left in the tree, he's not going. I mean, he gets everything. The seller gets everything. Teda. Tehidu amale. Back to the same case. Sadi mechura lecha. A guy tells you like this. I'm selling in my field. Chutz ma'asi sadeh ploni. Except for half of this field that's in my possession. I'm selling in this field. Excluding half that field. So Gemara says, ha hu hu de lo kana. You're going to tell me that half is not koneh. Ha idach kana, but the other half is koneh? Because I'm only selling you this field. just because I said, and I'm holding back half this. So he holds back the sefer, that half goes to him? Of course not. Hakaname, soto over here, ela lokane, hakanami lokana. Soto over the Gemara is concluding that when you sell a field to somebody, and you hold back half the tree, you get the other half of the tree also. You know, kind of, we don't make an implication. Oh, this half he kept, but the other half he's giving. Nah, just like he gets all the other trees, he gets even that half a tree himself. Okay, question. Rav Amram asked Rav Hasda. Hamafkir etzel havero bishtar. You gave your friend, let's say, money, pikadon, to watch it for you, and you gave him a shtar. Which means, he has a shtar, the one that gave the pikadon, is holding a shtar in his hand, that, you know, you have my money as a pikadon, as a collateral. It's very good, yes, it's very important to have a shtar. Now what happened? V'amar lo, the guy tells him, he hazarti lach. Oh, I returned it to you.
It has a shtar.
Oh, I gave it to you back. Now the question is, do you believe him when he says such a thing? Now you said, very good. You're holding a shtar. But he says, I returned it to you. He didn't say it never happened. I'm agreeing it happened. But I'm telling you, I gave it to you back. So what's the two sides? Look at Rashbam. Look at the Gemara. Li amrina, these are two sides. Do you say, migu de'ibai amar ne'insu meheman, hashtaname meheman, he has a migu. Let's say the guy that was holding the pikadon said, something happened.
Got robbed.
Hey, I have a shtar. I know you have a shtar. But got robbed. The guy that's watching the pikadon is not hayav on onus. If he wanted to lie, he could have used the lie. He could have said ne'enas. And the shtar would be worth...
Zero.
I don't care you have a shtar. I know you have a shtar. It's like a baruch. But it got ne'enas. So since if he wanted to lie, he could have said ne'enas... So we believe in what he says, I returned it to you. Even though he's pulling a shtar out, he has a migu. O dilma, amar le, shtarach biyadi, may ba'eh. Or maybe, no. Maybe the guy comes along and says, listen, bottom line, you're telling me you returned it. That's your claim now. You're coming along and saying, I returned it. You returned it, then what is the shtar doing in my hands? If you returned it, normal thing is, you take the star and rip it up. If I'm still holding the star, it's a problem. Good? Look at Rashbam now. Rashbam says, very important case. Since the Dayanim of the Gola are going to discuss this case, that's why the Gemara brought it down over. Because before we discuss Dayanei Gola, this is another case of Dayanei Gola. Okay, what happened? Bishtar, shikatav, kamma efkidlo. He wrote in the shtar, I gave this guy $1,000. Vehatmu bi'adim. Witness to sign the shtar. Vani de'ai shtarat, de'lo matzit ta'im efkadu, la'adam. La'adam is lo hayu devarim me'olam. Once they have a shtar, the guy that's holding the pikadon cannot say it never happened. The shtar protects me from the guy being denying. Okay, la'adam. You see those words in Ashbam, la'adam? La'adam is lo hayu devarim me'olam. Ve'amalin nefkad, Hayom ul mahar, the nefkad said the next day, Hazartiv lach, I return it to you. Now, that kamalan, we learned already, that mafkid et havero bi'edim, halakha. When I, let's say, give you a pikadon with witnesses, right? Let's say they have two witnesses, they watched me give you the pikadon, in sadiq la'azir bi'edim. Halakha says, when you return the pikadon, you don't have to return it with edim. If I give you a pikadon with edim, the deen is you don't have to return it with edim. So therefore, technically, you say over here, he's allowed to say, I returned it to you.
Right.
Oh, show me witnesses. I don't got to show you witnesses that I returned it. Halakha says I can return it to you between me and you. Yeah, but over here it's a little different. Over here I have a shtar in my head. The shtar could be like witnesses that are saying, you didn't return it. The shtar is like a very, very strong document. Do we say, anyway, as a migu, if he would have said it got lost, of course he has to make a shivua, but that's clearly, the Gemara is going to say it later on. And also, he has to make a shivua also. What is he lying for? If he wanted to lie, he could have said, ne'insu. Good. Or the next Rashbam, Amalim mafkid shtarach biyadi, may ba'eh. The guy can tell him, well, I'm holding the shtar. לא היה לך לני השטר בידי, which means if I really if you return the money, why didn't you take the star? Of course, because normally a guy takes the star, because otherwise a guy can come back and get it again, right? Which means like this. The shtar is considered like witnesses. Right? We don't say amigu where you have witnesses. When the guy comes in and says, oh, he has amigu. He could have said ne'enas if he wanted to get away with it. So you believe him when he says, I return it to you. But I have witnesses. This is a shtar that's like edim that are saying, you didn't return it. Because if you returned it, you would have ripped the shtar up. So the question is, what do you say in this case? Is the guy ne'eman or not? Comes again when says, Amar le, Rav Amram comes along and says, Me'eman. He's believed. We go with the migu. Okay, that's a very important answer. So now the Gemara says, Ve'eman le, Shtarak biyadi, my ba'e. So Rav Amram asked the question. Rav Amram asked the question. Right? They answered him. They told him, okay, good question, Rabbi. He's believed. So Rav Amram comes and says, oh, Shtarach, he has the star. Now, this is a little difficult, this back and forth over here. Rav Amram had a question. He gave us the two sides. One side was Migu. Right? One side was, no, he's got the star. So he understood two sides.
Right.
So what did they answer him? Migu. So what does he come back and say? Star. You asked the question. You brought two sides. So what were you thinking when you asked the question? And now when we're answering your one side, you tell me the other side. And Amram himself had two sides in his question, yes? So we answered him one side. So you answer him, he's believed, Migu. So what does he come back? Star. He has a star in his hand. So what were you asking then, if you knew the answer already? So the pshat is, he was saying, listen, he was asking, he knew the answer to the question. He knew that the guy is ne'eman. He was just asking for the logic. He was asking for the halakha and the logic. So they told him, the halakha is, he's ne'eman. So then he wanted to understand, why is he ne'eman? What's the logic? He should be ne'eman. Why don't you give credit to the shtar? So the question really wasn't, he was asking two sides. He was asking, listen, tell me the halakha. So they told him the halakha. They told him the halakha is the guy's ne'eman with a migu. So he asked back, I'm good, but could you explain me the reason of that halakha? Why is he ne'eman with a migu? Bottom line, the guy could pull out a shtar. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, so Gemara says an amazing answer. Amale. ולטענך, וכי כאמר לנאנסו, מי מצא אמלה שטרח בידי? מי בעה? Let's say the guy really would have said נאנס. Let's say the guy really would have said, you gave me the פיקדון. I'm not denying, I know you gave me the פיקדון. But נאנס. Does that start have any value?
No.
Right. So since in the claim that he could have said, the start has no value, so even when he says he hazarti, the star has no value. How does this work? Look at the Rashbam. Yeah, but it's a migu with a star. So look at the bottom Rashbam. V'letamech idu amar le'ne'insu hilkach lo matzel mit'an mafkid. The guy can't say shtarach biyadi mai ba'er. V'lamba li leshaker b'mkom edim lo dame, which is normally we say, you don't say amigo when there's witnesses. Over here, he's with the star is like witnesses, but over here we're saying amigo. What's the pshat? Deha avid inish limidhe. Because over here, listen to the sevara. People usually, in the case with the shtarot, they push it off. The amar avati et shtari. A guy normally, a guy comes together and says, "Okay, do me a favor. I gave it back to you." So the guy says, give me the shtar. You know what the guy says sometimes? Oh, I misplaced the shtar. I'll get it for you. I got to find it. Jesus, it's not always immediate. When a guy comes along and says, give me the shtar, he gives it to him. He's, oh, it's in my papers, and I got to come back. V'nifkad nameh lo'ava ha'ish l'shtara And anyway, he didn't care to get the shtar, because he says, even if the guy comes back to me and claims it again, I'm ne'eman anyway, because I have a migut to say, ne'enas, mishum davi matzilim eftar ha'shem etarat ones. You understand? Which means, in this case over here, let's put to the beautiful sevarot that are taking place over here. In this case over here, a guy comes along and gave him a pikadon. He gave him a pikadon, he gave him $1,000. He wanted a shtar. This is a pikadon, I gave this guy $1,000. He comes back later on, he says, okay, can I have my pikadon, please? What pikadon? I gave it to you. I gave it to you back. Oh, he gave it to me back. Here's the shtar. I have a shtar. Oh, he believes he has a migu. What do you mean, migu? What migu does he have over there? If a guy wanted to lie and keep this pikadon, he could have said nit in soup. The fact that he said, Harizarti, we had a migu, he's believed. Oh, but still the Gemara is saying, bottom line, the shtar is like witnesses. And normally you don't say amigu when it's witnesses. How is this guy still believed? Because this is a little different over here. Because when a guy comes along and says, I gave it to you back, what happens? He says, oh, I gave it to you back. Or better, when he returns the money. When he actually returns the money, what does the guy usually say? Can I have the shtar, please? Why does he want the shtar? So he can rip it up. He doesn't want this guy to come claim it again for the $1,000. But what normally happens? The other guy says, I have the shtar, but you know what? I got to find it. Now the other guy says, the guy that gave the money back, he says, let him find it. It doesn't bother me. Because even if he comes with the shtar, I can get off an amigo anyway. Because the guy, Betty's not going to mechayev me. So in this case over here, a shtar is not powerful against the migu, because you don't always collect the shtar right away. His claim is, if you returned it to me, how come you didn't take the shtar? To take the shtar. You always take the shtar. You pushed me away. You told me come back tomorrow to pick up the shtar. That's why I didn't pick up the shtar. And I knew I was not going to be worried about you anyway, because even if you're going to pull a stunt in Betim with this shtar, I know I had a migu. If I didn't press you, I didn't call you every day, give me the shtar. You know what? Even if he doesn't give it to me back, I can get off the hook. So in this case over here, a migu will be believed with even though there's a shtar against it. But look at what Rashbam says. Rashbam says in the last two lines, Abal malve et chavero bishtar. This is a case of pikadon. But give a case of malve. I lent you money. Lending is a different story. Very good. There's no onus. I lent you money with a shtar. Okay? Now what happens? Lo matzitayin malve parati. Now the malve comes along and says, I paid you back. And the malve is holding a shtar. Yeah. Right? In this case, so the malve is going to say, oh, you paid me back? Then what do I have a shtar for? If you paid me back, buddy, you would have taken the shtar and ripped it. Here, you can't say, nah, I knew anyway, keep the shtar, because I have a migu. There's no migu, there's no onus on a malve. You can't say, oh, the money that you lent me burnt. I don't care what it burnt. You still got to pay me. So therefore, you would never have left me even for 1 second with the shtar if you paid me back. The fact that I'm holding a shtar by a malve, that's the biggest proof that it wasn't paid. That's witnesses. Mashiachim by a pikadon, just because he's holding the shtar, really doesn't say anything. Because the other guy can say, I paid you back. Oh, you paid me back? What am I doing with the shtar for? Hey, listen, I didn't ask you for the shtar so fast. You pushed me off. I didn't call you every day. Because anyway, even if you're going to pull a stunt and take the shtar to Betty, say, hey, I want it. Betty's going to believe me anyway, because if I wanted to take it, I could have said honest. So if in that case, the shtar is not stronger than the migu that the fellow has. Good? That was the question, that was the answer. Oh, but the Gemara has a side point now. You told me as a migu. What's the migu? Honest. So Amale tells him, sof sof, ki amale ne'insu, lav shivu'a ba'e. He's got to make a shivu'a. You can't just say honest. You got to swear that it was an honest. So the Gemara says, hachedame, my ne'eman, ne'eman b'shivu'a. That's what I meant. By the way, when I said he's ne'eman with a migu, he's ne'eman to say that it got stolen with a shivu'a. And similarly, when he comes along and says now, he has anti, he must have made a shivwa. I mean, don't think I was talking about a shivwa. Everything was talking about over here with a shivwa. But he has, since if he wanted to, he could have said, and with a shivwa, it would have been believed.
Therefore, he's believed when he says, Hazarti with a Shivua. It's the same Migubat. Because if he wanted lying. If he wanted to lie with a Shivua, he could have said Ne'enas.
He returned it. Another one lied.
No. What we say is not lying. If he wanted to get away with it, he could have got away with it.
Even with the stuff.
He could have got away with it, but a Migu, it's the same Migu, it didn't change. We're just saying the Migu has a Shivua attached to it. That's what he meant. Meaning if he wanted to lie, he could have swore falsely. He could have said, yeah, Ne'enas with a Shivua. If he wanted to get, if he swears falsely, he's believed. Who's going to stop him? Let's look at the top Rashbam. Lav Shivua, but me have Ashta Aman Ne'eman Belushra. Especially you said Ne'eman without a Shivua. No, he's Ne'eman with a Shivua. Okay, I'm talking about it. It's got to be both. So Kavz Gavran says, Ne'ema Bifnukta Dehane Tane'e. This business over here of making a Shivua, or this case of that we just gave a case of Rav Amram over here, let's say it's a machlokin amongst the Tana'im. Mm-hmm. But what's the case? The Tanya, Shtarkis. Hayotze ala yetomim. Oh, which Shtarkis hayotze ala yetomim? This is a big case. This is going back to Baba Masi'a. You remember we learned about Baba Masi'a, a case of Iska. You remember the Iska deal? Let's go back to basic rules over here. I give a guy a loan. Can he give me interest back? We know that already. Okay, loans. I lend him 1,000, he's got to give me back 1,000. No extra, no nothing. Now, there is a concept of me doing business. Mm-hmm. I can give investment. I give a guy money, not as a loan. Okay?
At risk.
There's risk over here. I'm not lending him the money. So then already we have risk and reward. I can get profits and things like that.
Dividends
and stuff like that. So that's not a problem of rebit at all. Hakamim established certain systems called eska in order to make people willing to go into business with aniyim, so they're willing to invest with the aniyim, and at the same time they didn't want to give the ani too much risk as well, so they did a certain type of structure of a business deal where there won't be the beat, and it will be beneficial to both sides, to the investor and to the worker. That system was called iska. I want to read you in the Rashbam a review of how the iska works. Look at Rashbam Reuven, right there. Fourth line. Shtar kisa yotze al yetomim. What's the story? Actually, before we get to that, Reuven, I want you to read you the Amr in Nahar De'eh. We didn't read it in the Gemara yet, but first I want to review the Iskad deal. You see that? That's the Amr in Nahar De'eh. It's in the Rashbam there. Bebaba Mitzia. Beperek HaMekabel. Hai Iska. Business deal. The partners, 50% profit he's going to get. They split the investment. 50% is loan. And 50% is pikadon, meaning 50% is guaranteed. We want to cut the losses on the side of the investor. The investor, if he's going to have big losses, he's never going to want to invest with the aniyim. So what does he do? The rabbi said, when you give the investment, we look at it, 50% is a loan. That means he's guaranteed to get half his money back, because on a loan, you got to get back. The other 50%, we consider pikadon, that's investment, and therefore the profits that are going to be, so I guaranteed myself half to cut my losses, and the profits will come from the other half. We'll split the profits on that side. Okay? So that's the way they structured the deal. Rashbam says, the reason why they did it that way is, the rabbis did a concept. It's beneficial to both sides. Why? Both have responsibilities. Let's say you gave him $1,000. He lost everything. I'm protected. The investor is protected. No, you gave him $1,000 to invest. Now I'm worried. I'm going to give this Ani money. Let's say he loses everything. So if I know I guaranteed myself 50% back, because they turned 50% of it into a loan. So I'm not yet getting back from the mitzvah. I'm covered. Now, ena had mafsid hakol, ena ben shenehem. It's split. Ve'ilkach kevan destamad demilta kachu. The way it works is stam when you give the money to the ani to invest. Pal gavi malvega be said. Now, then the deen is like this, and therefore what? So I'm getting 50% back. And then where are we splitting the profits then? On the other side. On the side of the picadon.
Until the loan's paid back.
Right. So therefore, now we get the profits, we split the profits on that side. But the problem is, if let's say I'm going to get 50% back on the profits, this guy's working for me over here for free. I'm not paying him for his work. It's not like he's getting a commission or anything. He's doing all the business, doing the work over there, and I'm getting the profit. So it looks like the beat in the sense that it's like because I lent him the money, so he's working for me for free. So the rabbis put an advantage, and they said that the ani gets a little more than 50%. He gets a little extra in order that you don't get exactly half, because if you're going to get exactly half, what do you mean? How are you getting half the profit? He's doing all the work and you're getting half. So therefore, they put it as like two-thirds and one-third. In order that it shouldn't look like you're getting free work because of the loan that you gave him. That's basically a review of the iska. If you want to read it in English again, just to review it outside, it's kedai to hear it again. And iska is a joint business venture undertaken by partners. One of the partners, remember the financier, supplies the capital, the money, for the venture. The other partner manages the enterprise. Okay, and attempts to produce a profit. The usual agreement is profits are divided equally. Originally, in such a venture, the arrangement was the financier bore all the risk and the loss. Which is the whole thing. The share of the profits given to the managing partner was simply his wage for managing the enterprise. That's it. I give you a little of this, but everything really falls on the investor. Okay? However, to encourage investment in this type of partnership, because the Aniim were making money from this, the rabbis enacted that when such a venture was undertaken, both the profits and losses should be shared
equally.
Thus, if the manager was granted the right to half the profits, he would have to accept half the losses. This enactment was to the benefit of all concerned, so neither party would have to bear excessive loss. Okay. Subsequent to the rabbinical enactment, this is what happened. Half the capital is essentially loaned to the managing partner. Right? Since he's responsible to return it intact, whether the venture succeeds or not. He keeps the profits or sustains the losses of the half that is loaned to him. Okay, so on the loan side, that's what he's keeping for himself.
So he's the one third,
two-third. Right. As for the other half of the capital, it belongs to the financier. Okay? And it is merely deposited with the working partner who manages it for him. The financier takes the profits and suffers the losses of that half. Now, in the arrangement where the financier takes half the profits, he must actually accept slightly more than half of the losses, so that the work done by the managing partner will not be forbidden as interest, because it looks like it's interest on the capital side of the loan.
The risk has to outweigh.
Okay. So therefore, right. So basically, that's what they did over here. It's half this, half that. Now we get to the story of our Gemara. This is all a side point that we had to go back to. Now we get to our story. What happened? The manager died. The manager died now. So the guy is going to the Yatomim. The financier is going to the Yatomim. Hey, listen, we had a business thing with your father. I want the money back. Give me half the money back. Give me the money that we invested back. Your father had all investment. The Yatomim. So that's the case now. Titania, Shtar Kis, that's the case of this case of it, this is the story. Hayotze ale yetumim, dayane gola amre, the judges in the galut said what? Nishba ve gove kulo. He swears and he gets paid back everything.
The investor?
The investor swears and he gets back everything. Ve dayane eris Israel amre, nishba ve gove mechza. He says he swears and he gets back half. Now let's see. Let's read. The kula alma itu de nehar de'e. First of all, let's talk structure. Everybody agrees, like the rabbis of nehar de'a, that half is loan and half is pekadon. The amre nehar de'e hay iska. When you have iska, Palga malve upalga pekadon. Now, so what's the argument over here? My love, be'alka mepalge. The more savar, one rabbi holds, matze amarle, shtarach biyadi, my ba'e, umor savar, lo. Look at Nashid, I got it, my love. All the way to my love. Be'palga de pekadon ka mepalge, be'derav chesda. We're talking about over half of it is a pikadon, correct? Everybody agrees. Half of it is loan, half of it is pikadon. Okay? Now he comes along, and one rabbi says what? He swears and gets the whole thing. Whole pikadon. And one rabbi says he swears and gets half. What is this machloket? It's bam. My lab bepalga de pikadon kamepalge. בדרף חזדה דמל נאמן, דבפלגה דמלווה, הכל מודים דנשבע וגובה אותו. That's right. On the loan side, there's no machloket over here. Everybody agrees on the loan side, he has a shtar. I have a shtar on a loan, everybody agrees. What am I holding the shtar for? If your father paid back the loan, why am I still holding the shtar? So on the loan side, everybody agrees the shtar is valid, and they got to give back the... They can't say... He gave it back. If he gave it back, what are you doing with the shtar? Oh, but on the pikadon side, oh, now you have the machloket. The rabbis that come along and say you only get half, they say you get the malveh side of it. But the pikadon side you don't get, because why? Why are you not getting it? Because we have a migu. We believe, because we could have said what? Ne'insu. Since we could have said ne'insu, well, we could have said the half got lost. And therefore, your shtar doesn't work in the case that we can say, or therefore, the shita that says you only get half, that's only on the malveh side. But on the pikadon side, nothing, because the netumim have a migu. And the other shita that said no, that the investor gets everything back, that's because they hold that the shtar is stronger even than the migu. Let's review the story outside again. Make it simple. 500 is loan, 500 is pikadon. Your father died. Guy comes to the yatomim. You know, your father invested over here. Let's talk about the loan first. You know, I gave your father a $500 loan. What did the yatomim say? We paid it back. My father paid it back.
We have a vehicle.
Start.
But he could.
Nothing. There's no migu on a loan. Once you have a shtar on that, so everybody agrees, half for sure comes back. That's not the argument over here.
He has a shtar of 1,000?
He has a shtar of 1,000. And we know 500 is loan. So on the loan is non-negotiable. So we're not discussing that 500. Everybody agrees with that. Mm-hmm. The machloket between the rabbis of Babel and Dayanei Eretz Yisrael is on the 500 pikadon. The investment part of it. Oh, let's go back to the story. Comes to the Yatomim. Yeah, we gave your father $500 to invest. He died. We want that money back. What did the Yatomim say?
He said he paid it.
No. Yeah, yeah. Yatomim say, he said he paid it. Oh, he said he paid it. Rabbi Shtar.
No, that was...
Oh, so now you have a machloket. One rabbi says, you go with the Shtar. The Shtar is the Shtar. And therefore, they get the whole thing. That's what the Shtar does, get the whole thing. You get the Hefmal there, and no Pekadon, because bottom line, he could say, what am I doing with the Shtar if he gave it back? The other Shtar does, he only gets half. You only get the Malveh side. But the Pikadon side you don't get. Why? Because the Yatomim are believed. Because if the Yatomim wanted a lie, they could have said, it got lost. And therefore they would have been believed even against a Shtar. So therefore, even when they say, we returned it, they have a Ne'emanu. So this case that we just said above, are you Ne'eman with a Migu against the Shtar? It's actually a Machlok between the judges over here. The case that they asked before, you have a shtar, you have a migu. So what do we answer? We said, in the case of pikadon, the migu wins. Not so simple. You see, it's about all the rabbis over here. Some rabbis say the migu is stronger than the shtar. Some rabbis say the shtar is stronger than the migu. It's a machloket. Gemara says, nah, it's not a machloket. Well, why is it not a machloket? Gemara says, no. 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 What do you mean, no? Likula alma itlu d'rav chizda. Everybody holds up that what? The migu is stronger than the shtar. Be'acha, this case over here, be'acha v'pligi. Temor sabar, im ite de par'eh. if you want to say that your father paid it back, Memar Hava Amar. He would have told the children before he died that he paid it. Now, what does that mean? He would have told his children that he paid it.
Isn't
that right? Which means like this. If the father would have said such a claim, he would have been believed with amigu. But the kids to say such a claim, they're not believed. Because number one, there's two things against it. Which is, let's go slow. The kids are not claiming anything. We want to claim for the kids. You two don't have a claim, you two have kids. We're going to claim for them, it was paid. Well, you have two things against it. Number one, if it was paid, the father would have told the kids that it was paid. And number two, there's a shtar against it. If they went straight against the father and the father said, I returned it to you, he's believed because he could have said, onus. But to claim that for Yitomim, we're not going to claim that for Yitomim that it was paid back. Because first of all, it was paid back, there would have been a communique between the father and the kids that he paid it back. And secondly, they got a start against it. So for Yitomim, it's different than a regular guy. When I have two strikes against the claim, then already I'm not going to take it. And over here, what are the two strikes against it? Number one, you have the start, and then he didn't tell him anything before he died. We don't claim something for Yitomim if it doesn't make sense. The Yitomim are saying nothing over here. Can we get that clear? Yitomim come to me, they have kids, they don't know what to say. We appoint like a court ordered lawyer to deal with them.
Executor
to talk for them. So what is the executor going to say? Oh yeah, we're speaking for the Yitomim, it was paid. Hey, it was paid. The Yitomim have no record of anything that their father ever told them that it was paid already. And there's a shtar against it that says that it wasn't paid. Take care. Oh, what's the other rabbis hold? Umor sabar imur malachah mavet to the answer. You have a chance to tell him. Malachah mavet gives the guy an instant heart attack. He died on the spot. He didn't tell him before. That's not I didn't tell him before. He died instantaneously. That's no proof. Could be he didn't pay it. So so that's the mahluk. Everybody holds really the migu is stronger than the star. Question by Yitomim, what do you say? Ah, that's a different animal. But Yitomim, one rabbi said, nah, really, we're not going to claim something for the Yitomim in this case, because against the star and the father didn't really tell the Yitomim that it was paid back, that's different. Other rabbi says, nah, that doesn't mean anything. Same law. Migu, but migu. But the father didn't tell you. That's not how you had a father tell. Maybe the father was about to tell me. Hey, he died suddenly. So what do you want from him? So that's it.
Yemara continues. Shalach Rav Huna Ambar Avin. Hamafkid etzel havero b'shtar. The person gave a pikadon to his friend. And he has a shtar. He has a shtar that he gave a pikadon. V'amar lo hazartiv lecha. Guy comes and gives me my pikadon back. He says, I gave it to you back. Ne'eman. So he's ne'eman. What's the pshat? We said just on the Amud Rishon, why is Ne'eman? Because he has a migu. What's the migu? So he could have said Ne'enas. So even though the guy has a shtar in his hand, so the guy could say, listen, what am I holding? I'm holding the shtar. If I'm holding the shtar, that means you didn't give it to me back yet. If you would have given it to me back, we would have ripped up the shtar. But he's Ne'eman to say Hazarti, because if he wanted, he could have said Ne'enas. Fire came and I lost it, whatever it may be. So therefore, with the migu is ne'eman even against the shtar. That's the point. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ushtar ki sayose ali yitomim." Said, "What's ushtar ki sayose ali yitomim?" That's basically the shtar eska. They have a business deal that a guy made with a person. We learned about mitzvah already that how they made a business deal in order to get around the problems of the beat. The financier would give money to the manager, and we said half it would be considered a loan, half it would be considered a picador, and that's where they got around any rebate issues. So now what happened? The father died. So now the financier comes to the Yitomim. The financier comes along and says, hey, give me back the money. I have a shtar. Your father, I invested with your father. He never returned the money to me. And here's my shtar. So I give it back. So there's no machlok. Everybody says that the shtar at least gets back the 50% of loan. Because a shtar, when it comes to a loan, you can't say ne'enasti on a loan. A loan is, you have to return. So he has a shtar on the loan part. So Yomara says, Vishtar Kisa Yosea Li Yetomim, that's Shtar Kis, that's the Shtar of Eska that comes against the Yetomim, Nishba Vegove Kullo. Over there he gets everything. Oh, which means not only does he get the half loan part, but he also gets back.
Lecture mode on.
But he also gets back the Pikadon part, which it sounds like, according to this, that the Shtar is stronger than the Migu. So the Gemara says, Tarte. He said two halachot that are contradicting each other. You first told me that when you go after a guy, he could say Hazarti. That means the Migu is stronger than the Shtar. Then you tell me when it comes to Yetomim, you get the whole thing. You get the Malveh plus the Pikadon. That means the Shtar is stronger than the Migu. Tarte, how can you say both? Both halachot simultaneously. Now, Shani, Hatam. It's different by Yetomim. Like we said on earlier in the daf, the in ita de para'eh. Because if you're going to say that really the father paid back the... Because what are the Yetomim? What are we claiming for the Yetomim? Our father paid you back. Now, that's not a good claim when it comes to Yetomim. Because if it really was so, me'mar ava amar. The father would have told the Yetomim that he gave back the money. So the fact that the father didn't tell the Yetomim that, we're not going to claim it. When it comes to a regular guy, I come along, here's my shtar, give me back my pikadon. I gave it back to you. I gave it back, what am I doing with your shtar? He's ne'eman, me good, if you wanted to say, ne'enas. But when we come to you, to me with the same story, here's my shtar, your father owes us this money. He says, if the father, so what is he saying? What are we going to claim for Yetomim? Because Yetomim don't have a claim. We claim for the Yetomim. The Yetomim don't have a claim. We speak for the Yetomim. So what do you want us to say for the Yetomim? No, the father gave it back. Now, if that was so, the father would have told the Yetomim that before he died, that he gave it back. So there's a difference between when you're going after the original guy or you're going after the Yetomim. Oh, so he wasn't posek like that. He wasn't posek like that. According to this, he held no. There was two shitot on that. He held no, not Malachim Mavid killed him suddenly. He held, if it was so, that he gave it back, he would have told him. So Amar Rava, Rava comes and says, Amar El Cheta. El Cheta is what? Nishba Vegove Mehsa. He says, no, he argues on this. He says, Nishba Vegove Mehsa. When it comes to the Yetomim case, you swear and you get back half. You only get back the loan part. But the Pekadon part, no, like you said, because we don't say that the father would have told the kid. Maybe the father died before he told the kid. So therefore, you only get back half. And if he's believed, we torn from on the other side. Amar Morzutra, Hilcheta. Morzutra said, Hilcheta, Kedayane Gola. The Halakha follows the judges of the Gola. What was the Dayane Gola? Dayane Gola was Nishba Vegove Kulo. That you swear and you get back everything, which means the guys are going after the Yetomim. So the guy goes after the Yetomim, let him swear, and he gets back the Malveh part and the Pikadon part. You just told me that you only get back half. How can you say both halachot? Then when I says, Amale Ravina Mozutra, Ha Amar Avanish Bavigove Mehsa, you just told me in the name of Rabbah that you swear and get back half, only the loan part. Now you tell me Nishbavigove Kudo? How can it be? So Amale Anan Dayane Gola Ipcha Matninana. We have Dayane Gola reverse, which is our version of Dayane Gola is not like your version. Our version of Dayane Gola was what Dayane Gola said, Nishba Vegove Kulo. He says, my version of Dayane Gola was Nishba Vegove Hetzi. So therefore, Mehsa. So therefore, I'm agreeing with Dayane Gola. So there's different versions of what Dayane Gola said, and therefore, there was no stira. That's why Morzutra said, Hilketaka Dayane Gola. And that's not like being on Rava. Because Rava also said, Hilcheta Govem Mehtza, and that's what Dayane Gola said according to that version. So the Maaseh, we come out that if a person has a Pikadon, even though he has a Shtar, when I go after the guy, he says, give me back my Pikadon, he says, I gave it back to you. He's Ne'eman. Why is he Ne'eman? He has a Migu. Migu, he could have said, Ne'enasti. And therefore, the Shtar doesn't carry any weight in the case where you can say a Migu. However, when it comes to Yetomim, that Migu doesn't work. Because we want to say, they're coming along and say, Hazarti. Well, that's not a claim, Hazarti. Because it was if the father returned the money back, the father would have told you. The father didn't tell you that, plus you have a shtar against it, because he's holding the shtar. So therefore, by Yetomim, we don't say this. Sevara. Okay, that's basically the Gemara on that subject. Let's just read the top Rashbam. Amar Rava, Hilketa, Nishba, Vegove, Mehsa. Palga Malveh, you get the Malveh part of it. Because on a shtar, when you present a shtar against the Malveh, the guy can't say, Ne'enasti. Okay, Ne'enasti, you still owe me the money. By a Pekadon, Ne'enasti, he's poter you. But by a Malveh, Ne'enasti, you owe it. So therefore, when I have a shtar against you, and you come along and say you gave it to me back, if you gave it to me back, how come I'm still holding the shtar? So there's a haluk between a Malveh and a Pekadon. If I palga Pekadon, look at it, Tanin Luyat Meh. Because we turn for them to the Yitumim, Aviyem Yachzir Lecha. And we say that the father returned it. Umishtabe'in Shivu'at Yorshin. They have to make a Shivu'ah, the Rashbam says. They make a Shivu'at Yorshin, Ufturin, and then they are poted themselves. Okay, so that's the point that we need. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.